Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
In the past 2 years, there's been a shift in how Australians feel about cultural diversity. The latest Lowy Institute survey shows while 90% of people found it was good for the nation in 2024, this year that figure is just 73%. The same survey found 55% of the population thinks Australia's current migrant intake is too high. Charles Lyons-Jones is a research fellow in the Public Opinion and Foreign Policy program at the Lowy Institute. He says while the decline in support for migration at its current level represents a 7-point increase from 2024, it is on par with a previous high recorded in 2018.
Australians have long been sceptical about the current intake of migrants. The previous record high occurred in 2018, and this year's result isn't especially higher than that result in 2018. So it's not particularly unusual.
Independent Senator David Pocock says the figure is also not surprising, citing stretched infrastructure and a lack of a coordinated plan to manage migration.
As a country, we should have a plan when it comes to migration population. We should be looking at the impacts on infrastructure, the impacts on housing, the impacts on the environment. Currently, there's none of that. This is sort of arbitrary number that both sides of politics fight over, rather than saying, what do we want as a country?
Experts in public policy have identified a rise in populism or anti-multicultural sentiment being heavily tied to uncertainty. Mr. Lyons-Jones says the latest Lowy Institute data tells that story.
Australians are growing anxious about societal issues in general. For instance, 64% of Australians say the risks of artificial intelligence outweigh the benefits. The decline in the proportion of Australians who say that cultural diversity has been good or mostly good for the country fits squarely within that context.
The survey was conducted in the days following an address by politician Pauline Hanson at the National Press Club in Canberra this month. Senator Hanson has since defended her remarks, which called for monoculturalism over multiculturalism and to ensure all incoming migrants already speak English. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has rejected the One Nation Party leader's comments again, saying there is a positive impact to cultural diversity.
Diversity as a nation is a strength. The fact that in the last month, Sunday, I was at an Assyrian function. It was a wonderful function in southwestern Sydney. Should that be allowed to happen?
But the senator issued a pointed message to Anthony Albanese, while blaming Britain's political upheaval on its migration policy.
The big issue in Britain that I can see is about the mass migration, people coming into the country. People don't feel they're British anymore, they can't fly the flag. And I see the same thing happening here in Australia. So he wants to take a few lessons from that. Our economy is in the toilet, actually.
International students represent Australia's fourth largest export, education, bringing $53.6 billion to the local economy between 2024 and 2025. More than half of Australians were born overseas or have at least one parent who migrated to the country. Multicultural affairs academics say the nation's relationship with migration and multiculturalism, while linked, is also not a perfect overlap. Last year, as inflation soared beyond normal levels and cost of living pressures were felt by many Australian households, mass anti-immigration protests overtook roads in major cities around the nation. The same year, the Scanlon Institute's Mapping Social Cohesion Report of 2025 found 51% of respondents said immigration was too high, and 48% thought immigrants take jobs away. 46% felt a sense of belonging in the nation, which was down 64% from 5 years earlier. 2 in 5 Australians born in Africa or Asia had experienced discrimination between 2024 and 2025. Critically, this same report found 83% of people at the time believed multiculturalism had been good for Australia, although that was down from 89% 2 years earlier. Scanlon Institute CEO Anthea Hancox believes the change in sentiment is in part due to the political discourse.
I think there are issues that are going on within society that are related to the loudest voices that are trying to influence people's views about blame and grievance and fear. The message about how much our prosperity has actually depended on immigration and new and interesting ideas coming into Australia tends to get lost.
Dr. Wessa Chow serves on the advisory board for the National Foundation of Australia-China Relations and the Victorian Government's Anti-Racism Task Force. She says rather than some politicians reflecting public opinions, they are potentially informing them.
Sometimes we think that it is what people are thinking and therefore it's get reflected in the news, but it could also be the other way around, which means that whatever gets sent out into the airwaves get received by the community, and basically what we're saying is these views are accepted, and therefore people who might have certain views can also be talking about it as well.
Researchers say it's not solely economic uncertainty that can trigger a rise in anti-multicultural sentiment. Australia was heavily criticised for closing its international border well beyond most nations during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the face of a perceived threat to health and the maintenance of public systems, there was a reported rise in racism. Dr. Chow says there was a spike in anti-Chinese sentiment, born of contested reports about the origins of the virus.
Rather than treating this as a global pandemic, and that everybody is just trying to find out and work out what to do, they blame it on Chinese. And at the time, I remember a lot of my friends, including myself, it's probably the first time in many, many years that people have experienced racism in the community as well.
This September will mark 30 years since Senator Hanson made her maiden speech to Parliament, then raising her alarm about migration from Asian countries in particular.
I and most Australians want our immigration policy radically reviewed and that of multiculturalism abolished.
Polling then and since has showed support of that sentiment has never been recorded as representing most Australians. Recent political polls, however, show the message is resonating with a wider audience than before, albeit not the majority. Renee Coffey was a teenager when Ms Hanson was first sworn into Parliament. Now a federal MP herself, she says Hanson's policies are at odds with financial well-being for households, particularly families.
I'm in federal parliament and I can't believe 30 years on we're still talking about Pauline Hanson, we're still talking about One Nation. That's very upsetting to me and so many members of our community. What I would say is with Pauline Hanson and One Nation's rise in the polls and what we've seen in the community, I would ask people to have a look at her track record, to look at her track record and One Nation's track record over the last 30 years in parliament. They have consistently voted against higher wages for workers, workers' rights. They've argued for a divisive Australia.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.